What do you see when you look at this top 10 list?
Well, I see that there are three federal agencies on it that people say, hey, these would be great places to work. And those are the State Department, the FBI, and that was my Rick Perry moment.
Oh, CIA. I get it. You forgot. Okay.
CIA, didn't you like that? CIA was the third one.
Where is my sound effect that goes, wah, 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 wah?
Well, I do my best.
Hmm. Okay. This list is from the Wall Street Journal, reported from research firm Universum. What is it about these agencies that's so appealing to people that are early in their careers, do you think?
I think there's a series of things. One is these are the agencies that really have the most established best brands in government, if you will. Like when they do these kind of surveys of, you know, what people think are cool places in government, these foreign affairs and agencies and FBI and CIA tend to come up. So I think that's a big part of it. I also think that the people who did the survey said that there may be a chance that agencies are starting to appear more on the list because government is viewed as more stable place to work, mm-hmm. and in this kind of economy, stability is more highly valued than it used to be.
This survey looked at 6,700 early career professionals defined as college graduates under 40 with 1 to 8 years of work experience. Is that a fair assessment? Are those good categories, do you think, to apply to what they're calling early career professionals?
Well, let's see. College graduates under 40. I mean, that takes it, you know, that's a fairly big range there. But I think it provides a, you know, sort of interesting look at what people in that category think of what government is like.
Okay. The thing that I thought was interesting were the numbers here. Google was number one, 19.67%. Apple, number two, 12.7%. The State Department came in fourth behind Facebook. They were at about 8%. FBI, about 6.5%. CIA, 5%. So even amongst the government agencies that are on this list, they still, if you add them all up, they're still not really competing with Google and Apple overall as where people think cool places are to work. What does that say, do you think, about the government, if anything? What does it say about the workforce that the government should be trying to attract?
Yeah, it says, I think, first of all, that we're probably not in the era anymore of ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. But again, they're also competing against very established brands here. I mean, Google and Apple, and these are just viewed as super cool places. So to even be in the ballpark of them, I think, is a pretty good accomplishment for government agencies, especially in this day and age when there's a lot of politicians out there devoting a lot of time and energy to running down government and what it does.
I would maybe disagree with you a little bit. I'm not sure if there's a more established brand in the United States than the federal government.
Well, I think that's true to an extent. I think there's some truth to that. But these corporate brands, they devote a lot more money and time and energy.
Yeah, that's true.
To pushing their brand, and especially what young people know. And I think people. People are very intimately familiar with Facebook and what it means and Google and what it does. And I think they have preconceptions in many cases about what government does and especially about what specific agencies do. But they don't really – I don't think they really have as strong a knowledge of what those organizations are like.
So we come back to a question that you and I have talked about before and I've talked about with a lot of other guests on this show, and that is how do agencies communicate to people what they do, how they add value to the life of the average citizen, of the average taxpayer, without sounding like cheerleaders and without, quite frankly, using up a whole bunch of resources that somebody on Capitol Hill is going to call a hearing and want to know why they're spending their money that way.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to do. The agencies that tend to do really well at marketing themselves and branding themselves are things like some of the military services who do get money for recruitment purposes and who advertise on things like sporting events and really do establish their brand. So if you can't do that as a regular old agency, and you really can't, then I think, you know, the best thing to do is to do good work, is to do work that gets publicly recognized as being effective. You know, FEMA goes up and down. When FEMA does well after disasters, people think, hey, that's pretty great. And when they don't, their reputation really suffers.
What was it about this survey that caught your attention, made you want to write about it on your Fed blog?
You know, it was just really the fact that the mix of these really popular brand names, and in a sense, this is really sort of, I'm not sure people really know what it would be like to work at these places. So when they say, this is where I'd like to work, I think they're mostly saying, this is just a famous company that seems cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so for government agencies to be there on the, you know, outside of Google, Apple, Facebook, there's Disney and Amazon and Microsoft and Sony. These are, you know, pretty big name places.
So to see government agencies integrated into that list makes you think that those must be pretty compelling brands, huh?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, that they have developed very compelling brands and sort of bipartisan brands, too. Like, you're not going to see an EPA on there because there's a lot of people right now who just don't politically like what EPA does.
And maybe when we get together again, we can talk about that issue, not specifically the EPA and their popularity or lack thereof, but how agencies' images affect what people think of them specifically, because that seems to me kind of what the deal is with the EPA. It's like a lot of the issues that are out there right now. People say they don't like them, but when you ask them to articulate that, they really can't, and they can't necessarily put their finger on anything. And most of the time when they do, the information's not factually correct.
Right. That happens a lot.
All right. Let's talk about that sometime here before too long. Tom, always good to have you on the program.